Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon, and we've got more bonus one-on-one content for you as we continue our look at the local college basketball teams that have qualified for the Division III NCAA tournament. The Swarthmore College men's team has earned an at-large bid to the tourney. The 22-5 Garnet hail from the Centennial Conference, and they will host the first weekend, opening with a matchup with Keene State on Friday at Tarbell Pavilion. Swarthmore has become one of the top programs in the country under head coach Landry Kosmalski. The last five seasons the Garnet have been in action, they've advanced to the NCAA tournament, and in 2019 they advanced all the way to the national championship game. Spoke with Landry Kosmalski about his team's journey this season. Give a listen.
So first of all, congratulations. I'm sure the last week or so has been an emotional roller coaster for the kids. You get to the conference title game, fall a little short. But then don't just get an at-large, but learn you're going to be home hosting a pod. Just kind of talk about what it's been like for the group the last several days.
Well, our guys are pretty mature, and you know they really buy into the standards we have in our program. So even though Monday was, you know, in some respects exciting, we definitely practiced with a chip on our shoulder because we knew Saturday we hadn't performed up to standard, and we had just kind of, I don't know, I wouldn't say laid an egg, but we were just not as urgent as Johns Hopkins was. So we knew we needed to come to practice and get better. So that was our, again, very mature mentality by them to come in Monday, even though we knew we were hosting and, you know, again, and just really, I mean, we practiced like we were, you know, the underdog. And so I think we kind of carried that momentum for the week, just kind of making sure we're getting better from Saturday.
Did you feel good about your chances? I mean, I think you knew you were going to be in, but to host, did you feel like you were going to have a good shot at this?
You know, I mean, I don't really pay attention a lot to that. So I'm the wrong person to ask. But I hear things from people around the program, obviously. And it sounded like it was 50-50. And I knew from past years having hosted that we have a good location and are able to, you know, teams can come from different directions. And so I thought it was a good chance, but didn't really hold out much hope, just kind of waited to see what they decided.
Overall, you know, how has this season played out? You know, if you and I talk back around Halloween, what your expectations You know, how close has it been to what you thought this year would look like?
You know, it's a good question. I think we kind of said going in, we didn't want to have expectations because we thought it would be such a wonky year, which is proven to be the case. I feel that the big thing that stuck out is like the, I felt like in the last three or four seasons here, we've kind of followed a similar progression throughout the season. And this year it was kind of flipped on its head where we struggled a little late, which we're usually better late. And that was due to, you know, second round of conference being a little more challenging and due to some injuries here or there. But, you know, no excuses, just kind of more, it was different. And so I think, you know, we're really, we were joking about this yesterday, we're a very routine oriented program from the coach on down. And so I think that kind of threw us for a loop where it didn't feel the same. But, you know, again, we know from the past that all of the struggle is necessary. You know, it's a necessary part of every of the journey of every season. So we've just kind of taken it in stride and learned from it. And I think we're, you know, sitting in a really good spot heading into the NCAA tournament in terms of our progression and confidence and progress.
How much does it mean? I mean, getting into this field has become a consistent thing for your program. How big is that in the grand schemes that you got kids that have been through it? You know, you've got recent alums that can talk to the kids like, all right, this is what it's like if it's a young kid who's not been there or older kids on the team and stuff like that. Just to have that experience of being here and winning games in March.
Yeah, I think it's incredibly important. I mean, we have, you know, three seniors who have played in, you know, every NCAA game we've been in the last 3 years. So that's certainly going to help us. Likewise, you know, juniors for 2 years, sophomores for one. So I think this time of year, that experience and also that kind of urgency from seniors, especially who are your leaders, I think that's what makes this time of year so fun and some of the games so intense and close and exciting. So I feel really confident with the guys we have leading us in that role in terms of like, hey, like this is, you know, it's do or die time and this is really important to us and we love being a part of this program. We don't want it to end. So I feel really confident about that, knowing that other teams, of course, are feeling the same urgency.
For people that haven't seen you play, what should they expect if they come out or watch a SWAT game? What are you guys going to bring to the table?
I think we're going to bring a lot of energy. Our team is really connected, you know, unselfish. I think we try to play pretty up-tempo, so I think, you know, fans like to watch that. We play pretty fast offensively and pretty physical, tough man-to-man defense. So I think, you know, you come out, you're going to see, hopefully, a very disciplined and connected team.
And like we said, you've been through it, but does the hosting aspect, does it present extra challenges for you? If so, does having done this before, does it really kind of help settle down, you know, the week and know what to expect?
I think it's an advantage, you know, again, just sleeping in your own beds, you know, for me, my family being able to come to the game and me not being gone for a few days. I think those things just kind of, yeah, make it a little more seamless. But when you get on the court, I mean, will we have a home court advantage? Yes, but also, again, it really just goes down to the two teams on the court that day. And so we don't say, oh, we've got the host. Now it's, you know, it's a given. It's more like, hey, this is great. We're excited about it, but we still have to go do what we do every day. So we just try not to get distracted by anything, whether we're home or away.
You'll get Keene State in the first game on Friday. Give us a little scout of them. Obviously, everybody's very good this time of year, but what do they bring to the table?
Yeah, Keene State is very impressive. I remember watching them, you know, on their run to the Elite Eight a few years ago and just saying to myself, and I told our team, I was like, this team has some dudes. I mean, they have guys, like athletes, tough, smart guys, very well coached. So we're excited about the challenge. I mean, it's going to be it'll be a lot of fun tomorrow because they're I think they're athletic. I think, you know, offensively very talented, defensively very dangerous. So it'll be a lot of fun.
What are some of the biggest keys, things that you guys have to do to have success?
I think we have to, I would say just less specifically to Keene State and more about ourselves. Like what we've learned, especially over the last month, is just like really, you know, improving our shot selection. You know, sometimes when you play fast, you get a little overexcited and shoot some quick ones and don't make the defense work. So, I mean, we want to make sure we're not settling, that we're working for the best shot we can possibly get. I think defensively we need to get better in terms of our technique and like team of five mentality. We got away from that a little bit in the conference tournament, and that was mainly my fault, just based on, you know, some strategic adjustments we made that kind of got us a little more individualistic on defense. And I would say one thing specifically for Keene State, they're very good on the glass. We got to box them, and we got our butts kicked against Hopkins in the championship game. So obviously an area of focus for us.
That will do it for this bonus episode of One-on-One. Many thanks to Landry Kozmalski for taking the time to talk. And Swarthmore's game on Friday, that's a 5:35 p.m. start at Tarbell. You can follow the show on Twitter at One-on-One Pod. You can follow me on Twitter as well at MattLeon1060. Thanks so much for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.